This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
There we go, Talk Radio Countdown Show, with the subject matter being the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts listed every week at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the top 10 stories, the ramifications, the nuance of some of them will be the discussion topic. Michael likes to do and does great jobs on a lot of radio stations around the country, his own brand of talk, so we get to some of the things that he's found this week seem to have sustenance. There's a people list as well. Some of the names are new this week, some of them are not, so let's go through the Michael and see what sort of things we can use for bell ringers.
Oh, yeah, it's been a bell ringer of a week, Doug, and here's some of the high-pitched notes that that bell has rung. At number 10, we have NBA action, as that season starts to finally come into its home stretch. And for football freaks around the country, I mean basketball freaks, rather. Football freaks, too, because a lot of them are basketball. Yeah. You know, yeah. But you know how popular college basketball is. The NCAA tournament is off and running.
$8.5 billion with gaming now being legal and the betting. $8.5 billion on college basketball games.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the city of Hartford, for example, which is not far from our home base in Massachusetts, they're expecting 25,000 people coming into town for the first 2 days that they have the men's tournament in Division I, and they're estimating $7.7 million revenue is going to come into that city alone.
Yeah. All right. So is this the result of media hype more than anything else? News media, sports media hype. Is that why? I mean, how else do you explain this fanaticism about college basketball every year called March Madness? How do you explain it?
It's complicated to explain. It's a little bit of the media. It's also the colleges are very, very invested in the imagery of having major teams. The real conversations should center around education in America, and I think the focal point of so much that might be wrong with higher education is that it is believed in the circles of the universities and colleges in America that it is important for them to be engaged in the minor league sports industry. Because that's what they are. That's minor league sports. Big-time minor league sports, which is one of the dirtiest businesses. Sports, professional sports, is a dirty, you know, industry. Yeah. I'm not knocking it, but it's involved with gambling. Dirty. It's involved with... look at it. And that is the sub-industry in the American educational system. They believe it's a vital pillar upon which their entire paradigm is built.
All right. I don't know if I ever told you this story before in as succinct a way as I'm going to try to portray it now. Mm-hmm. For 12 and a half years, I was on the board of trustees of my alma mater, Heidelberg University, in Northwest Ohio. I, at the end of my tenure in 2012, had started, well, actually it was 2011, I got on the bandwagon, and actually I'm very proud of the fact that I was the first person who really started to talk nationally about the football fiasco, helmets, injuries, brain damage, that sort of thing. And it started because I went to a fellow on the board with me at Heidelberg, was starting a company called Seriscan, and they did brain imaging, and they'd been hired by the NFL to do the brains. They imaged the brain of every single NFL player. There were 3,400 heads in their database. And he invited me to come and look, and hey, my brain scanned, and then we started talking about what this stuff, what do these colors mean in these pictures? Mm. And when he told me, and what the results were, basically, was that the danger of playing football had never been really studied. And what came out of it? Well, the reason I'm telling you the story now is because I brought it back to Heidelberg. I wanted to alter the football program at Heidelberg, and this is an Ohio school, and in Ohio and Florida and Texas, you have conversations like that at your own peril. And so basically, I left the board of trustees because I started making trouble about football and the football program, and if I didn't lay off, it was going to ruin the program and ruin Heidelberg because 170 kids that came into the classroom every year were football scholarships, that kind of stuff. The fanaticism about, you know, sports, as you have just underscored, in the college level, they said the school would be ruined without the football program.
Well, then you understand what I'm saying. So it brings it back to your question, is why is there such fanaticism about college basketball? And there is fanaticism about college football as well. I mean, you got all the bowls at the end of the season, and the national championship is treated like a minor Super Bowl. It is because the colleges put so much focus and resource potential into the promotion of it, right down into the way they're designed. There are schools around the country that have gotten rid of their football teams because they don't want to funnel energy into that and resources, and they seem to be doing all right. But for the most part, March Madness grows from the madness that has engulfed the higher educational system in America, which goes way beyond sports. And you can make a whole career out of talking about that.
Right.
All right. Let's move on to 9, the Midwest.
We only have one. We've been here 10 minutes.
Right. That's why I'm trying to
keep
be responsible.
Moving.
Number 9, the Midwest floods. Number 8, the college admission scandal. At number 7, Boeing 737 MAX troubles. At number 6, The seeming U.S. victory over ISIS in Syria. At number 5, Trump's McCain comments, and that's tied with his feud with George Conway, which is just an amazing, amazing story. At number 4, the election.
Divorce for the Conways.
I don't know. Well, either divorce for the Conways or divorce for Trump and Conway's wife or something. Yeah. Who the hell knows what that's all about? Yeah. It's crazy. It's way beyond James Carville and Mary Madeline, who made an industry out of it and was kind of cute. This thing is.
Yeah, it was cute.
This is bizarre. At number 4, the Electoral
College. As an aside, before you go on, how many times do we have them at the talkers conventions? Mary Madeline used to come.
She was a talk host.
Once.
I was a talk host. She once interviewed me. It was a really pleasant conversation.
Yeah.
I never met him face to face.
He's a character man. Oh,
yeah, he's a funny guy. And he's sharp as hell. They're both they're a great couple.
Yeah.
At number 4, the electric, and they've capitalized on their differences.
Really? Yeah, of course.
But their differences are representative of a time when differences didn't mean you couldn't be friends. I can't imagine the conversations that go in the three-way triangle between Donald, Kellyanne, and George. There's going to be a movie about that someday, let me tell you. At number 4, the Electoral College and reparations debates. At number 3, the 2020 Democratic hopefuls. That kind of is expanding and very interesting. The New Zealand gun ban and the shootings aftermath is at number 2. And the Mueller-Trump investigation looming, everybody thinking it's about to drop, and it may or may not. Number 1, amazing how hermetically sealed the Mueller office has been. It's not a term I came up with. It's been bantered about, and I kind of like it. You want the people now or after the break?
Please. No, go ahead. Do the
All right, number 10, Jeanine Pirro. At number 9, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Hope Hicks at 8. George and Kellyanne at number 7. Andrea Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, at number 6. Mm-hmm. At number 5, Joe Biden, and a name that is going to be a superstar within minutes, Pete Buttigieg. He is
Mayor of South Bend.
He is
Vice Presidential.
He is spectacular. spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah.
At number four, Elizabeth
Warren. In a way that is different and better and more wholesome than Beto. Beto is
My personal opinion, no comparison.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I'm saying that the
This week that Joe Biden was thinking of running and making from the beginning it clear who his vice presidential candidate was going to be.
Stupid gimmick. Nothing against the woman from Georgia. Very nice person, very impressive. But come on, Joe.
Yeah. She was not impressive when she did the retort at...
it depends on whose lens you look through. But all I'm saying is that was a ridiculous statement. Uh-huh. I don't see Joe Biden being the guy. I really don't. But we're just talking, my opinion. I don't see him finishing up the race. I see some dark horse,
Uh-huh.
But nonetheless, whatever will be, it's very hard to predict. It's early out, but I do predict that Pete Buttigieg, and I made a lot of fun of him about a week or two ago. How do you pronounce his name? And blah, blah, blah. More like, what is everybody running? This, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, thinks he has a shot. He does have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gay, and he's married to a man, and there's all kinds of stuff about him.
I didn't even know that. Really?
No, but I'm saying is there's a whole bunch of stuff about the guy that on paper you'd say, what? He's 37 years old? But I'm telling you, every time I watch him speak, I say to myself, this is a potential historic figure. Mm-hmm. And, you just get a certain insight, a feeling about something.
Yeah.
So let's see how it works. At number four, we have Elizabeth Warren, who, in my opinion, her campaign is just dull as dishwater.
Offer. She's awful. Awful.
Yeah.
The whole thing's awful.
And and Beto, I think, has got skeletons in his closet, and I think that I just think he's a one-trick pony. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, is at number three. Robert Mueller is at two, and Donald Trump is at number one. We have a great week of characters and stories.
As always, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen with a thought right now. I have a thought about how you can get healthy very quickly and do it the right way using Calitrin, America's number one weight loss formula for those people who are interested in their health long term. You can lose weight on any number of crash diets, any number of gym programs, any number of go to the Weight Watchers. You can lose weight 100 different ways, but how do you keep it off? That's the question, and how do you do the weight loss without having side effects? The only way you can do that, the only product in America that promises you those sorts of results, is Calitrin. It's a family-owned business, been around for 32 years. They came up with the essential formula that includes collagen, which is 30% of the protein in your body. And we stopped making it when we were in our 30s. So this is a way to supplement it, bring it back in so you can promote healthy weight loss, lean muscle mass. It pushes the muscle into where the fat is. Fat gets burned off, and that's how you lose the weight, basically. 20-some-odd percent of your body is collagen. You really need this. You don't want your body to decline any longer. So claim your bottles. Go to toploss.com. Toploss.com is the place to get Calitrin. Use the code DJV, and you can get a free bottle. You buy three, 10% off, and the fourth one is free. That's giving you about 120 days on the program. Should get some pretty good results using it for 120 days. The benefits are myriad. The results are great. Calitrin, check in at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for all the specials. Toploss.com. Lose that weight now.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Do you wish you could get better sleep?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's debate the number four item this week on the story list. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, by the way. Thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the most important stories, conversational stories, of the day, of the week, of the month, of the year. We do this every weekend at this time. And so when we look at number four, the debate about the Electoral College, which I think was started by Pocahontas, if I'm not mistaken, this week, talking about how
she wants to get rid of it. A number of the Democrats want to get rid of it. Most of the Republicans that want to keep it only want to keep it because they feel that it helps Republicans, but the truth is it could help Democrats as well, and then they'll change their tune. The argument over the Electoral College right now is partisan. It's not really based upon a true reading of the tea leaves.
Right.
It's purely partisan, based on strategy right now. Trump's main hope of winning in 2020 is the same way he won in 2016, and that is through the Electoral College. Most of the Republican pollsters and strategists are saying he really is not going to win the popular vote again, although that remains to be seen. Hillary won the popular vote. Al Gore won the popular vote, but it could go the other way, and the basic argument is really the old states' rights issue, and that's a complicated issue, states' rights versus the federal government, and who does the president represent? The states? Does he represent a government that's separate from the people, or is the president the only elected official in the United States that represents the population? How do we run this thing, and when you get into a serious in the weeds Electoral College debate, you'd better know your history and not just these stupid slogans that people put out that the candidates will never visit the small states unless we have the Electoral College.
Or
the big cities and the big states will be running the country. Well, they do anyway. The population runs the country.
Yeah.
If everybody moved to Hawaii, Hawaii would run the country.
The popular vote needs to be the way we elect a president, as we do with anything else in any other election. Now, the concern here may be, this is worth watching for a moment, the Democrats, and they've never seen an illegal immigrant they didn't like, and they want them all to vote and have licenses and yada, yada, yada. So it seems to me that the popular vote is the way to go, but we must be vigilant about not letting it be corrupted by a lot of Democrats, more Democrats than Republicans, who want to get the illegals the right to vote. And the people who come in, let them all come in and, you know, give them licenses and they can pay taxes and they should be able to vote and all that stuff. I think that's the only danger in letting the popular vote carry the day, Michael.
Yeah, but that same danger could cause certain states to have their electoral vote go one way or the other.
Yeah, that's right.
With the electoral college, you could have all the votes in the major states be swung by a handful of votes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even what you just said doesn't add up across the board in every situation.
No.
These are all serious issues. There are serious issues facing this country that we seem to, for some reason, have turned into partisan issues. For example, you're either a climate denier or you're against, or you're for the wall. Why can't we build a wall and deal with the climate? Why are they partisan issues?
Because the news media has done a great job of separating the facts from reality.
Yeah.
And they've made things that weren't facts reality and skewed a lot of this information. And it's been used, these people, the politicians, have been able to twist and turn and make it something that it isn't. It's very abstract. 28 past the hour.
This is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into Jared Kushner's use of private email. Congressman Anthony Brown of Maryland is a member of the House Armed Services and House Ethics Committees.
It not only violates the Presidential Records Act, but given Mr. Kushner's background where he had his security clearance application denied by then Chief of Staff John Kelly, only to be overridden by his father-in-law, the president, it certainly raises national security concerns.
Two U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more on the story.
So far, details are few. A statement by the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission says the two soldiers were conducting an operation when they were killed. There are more than 8,000 American forces still in Afghanistan, helping Afghan troops that are fighting the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Back into your ears, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. The, this is number seven this week, the Boeing 737. Have you flown lately?
No, I haven't. I will be in a week. I know that you had some pretty strong opinions about all this last week when we were talking, because you're a frequent flyer.
I am, and I wouldn't. I've been on 737 Maxes twice, and I won't go on one again, not because of this focus, but because the way they have configured them, there's no room for anything. They're jamming more seats. And they've sold, they got orders for like 2,500 of these things. But 737, the most popular plane that's ever been flown. And now they're just adding to that. But they keep modifying it. And some of the systems, the old systems, don't agree or talk to the new system.
Mm.
And thus, the problem is this I don't know if you've heard the audio from the Lion Air pilots. You can hear them on the audio screaming at each other, trying to find figure out what to do. The cockpit voice recorder, which is not actually public yet, I had somebody send me a transcript, and then some sources talking about how the pilots are really angry. Pilots all around the world.
Yeah, it seems that there's some kind of I don't want to say things, but I don't have the facts. But the hints are that there's some type of cover up going on here.
Yes,
that they were hiding the information and suppressing it. And,
right.
And it involves Boeing. It involves the FAA. It involves money. You know.
Well, what you hear is the captain and first officer looking through the handbook. That is the like in your car, you've got a book. So there's a plane. Handbook that tells you how to fly the plane. They're trying to troubleshoot the issues, and they can't control the plane while they're doing that.
Yeah,
they're talking about airspeed and altitude and the computer system, which didn't work. And there was a different crew on the same plane the night before who had the same problem. There was a retired pilot sitting in the cockpit from America that helped the crew avoid a crash the night before. And, that's in Boeing.
See, that would be enough. That should be enough for them to put the plane out of service. Look, you know that the airline industry is run very, very, with great vigilance. Let's not spread fear here. This is a concern.
That's the safest way to travel, period.
Yeah, they're awfully efficient. How many times have you had to sit on the runway because some small mechanical part showed up as not being up to par, and they have to send out
more often than I'd like to recount?
So let's not indict the entire airline industry on the other hand, because of the psychology of flying and the severity of one mistake, what could happen, it's not just a statistical situation. There's another component at work here of why people, are so focused on it's got to be perfect or hell, even if there's one chance in a million, I don't want to go that way. That's not the way I want to go out. And because it's pretty final. So it's psychologically disturbing. Yeah. And in this case, the coincidence of two planes going down of the same model in the same way is enough of a warning sign that there should have been instant grounding. And the fact that there wasn't, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that, knowing how vigilant they are.
Well, remember now, Boeing is the number one exporter in terms of dollars. It's the biggest exporter of any product in America. So they have terrific clout. They are also one of the largest employers in America. They're so visible because of what they make. And they have had such a colorful, storied past. You go back to the story of Bill Boeing, who built a plane to carry mail. He was a pilot from when he was like 16. And so he developed this company that's become an international superstar in terms of not only flying, they have all kinds of divisions. They have a division that builds walls, like the one we're trying to do down in Mexico.
Then why wouldn't they sit around the table, the guys running that place, and say, we can't afford to let this get out of control. Let's ground all
There's too much money, and they think they can run the ship. They're so powerful. The guy who's the CEO,
thinking.
I guarantee, is going to get fired.
Bad
so
thinking.
So from some other people.
No, it's true. Very bad. Terrible bad thing.
Awful
thing. Because they don't want to lose money. They're going to lose. The whole company can go out of business because of this.
Right. This is very bad for them.
Yeah.
Very bad. Anyway, speaking of bad, here's the kind of stuff that sort of lurks around. I saw this and I really wanted you to weigh in on this story about the four teachers who were led into a room, told to kneel against a wall, and then shot with plastic pellets, execution style, in a training at an Indiana elementary school. Did you hear about that?
Not much about it.
Can you imagine? How would anybody in this day and age think in a way that made that work, or that would allow
because,
that to happen?
Because let's go back to the term I used earlier, bad thinking.
Yeah.
And let's go back even earlier to that, the fact that hardly anybody in politics could reconcile the idea that maybe we have a climate problem and an immigration problem, and that we're capable in a bipartisan way of solving them both without it being one zoned by one party, another zoned by another party. Bad thinking. Today's politics, today's issues, and maybe this has always been the case, it's bringing out the cream of the stupidity. It's unbelievable how stupid people are in dealing with these issues.
You know, we think of the enemy as being, I don't like to even think in terms of quote-unquote enemies, but the people that we don't seem to like, the North Koreans, the Chinese people, we don't have to worry about them. Worry about the stupid people who are here in our country who are doing as you just suggested. They're not leaders. They force themselves on each other. And so it's really very interesting to understand how we classify, we use that word enemy. These people are, I think, our enemies.
We have to clean up our own backyard.
Yes.
All organizations, all religions, all ethnicities, all nations, all genders, all races have to clean up their own backyard, as well as be offended by everything and point fingers at large groups as themselves, as if this is like all groups are the same. Everybody in every group is either good or bad. This kind of thinking leads to destruction. Yep. It's a terrible way to look at the world. And we are historically and culturally and traditionally rooted in this destructive behavior.
It's really, and the fact that we are where we are really says something about how you can survive even with all of that stuff.
Somehow we do,
well,
but we continually live in this. We do survive, but we live in a continual maelstrom of stress and tension.
Yep. All very stressful. The subject matter here is what's going on News Talk radio stations with News Talk programmers all around the country. The markets are large and small, and they are where we are heard. The News Talk radio, it's the bane of some people's existence. We're trying to play music, and they don't like to compete against News Talk because most popular formula. But we're here to tell you what's going on out front and behind the scenes. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be here with a premium offer now to talk about from MyPillow, the company that guarantees when you buy their pillows, you'll be more comfortable than you ever have been before, or your money back. And now they're expanding their line from just pillows to mattress toppers, mattresses themselves. Look at the way I've got a new mattress topper from MyPillow. The zippered cover makes it so easy to clean. It's cool because your body does stay cool. A lot of these mattress toppers, your body temperature fluctuates all night long, but not so with the mattress topper from MyPillow. There are so many other products, too, in the catalog, which you can find at MyPillow.com. Whether your dog needs a new bed, whether you need pillows to go with you on a trip, whatever it is that you want that has anything to do with sleeping, you'll be a MyPillow customer. And Mike Lindell, the founder, will thank you personally for getting involved. This is the most comfortable situation. The sheets, I got new sheets, the Giza sheets, too, for MyPillow. Boy, what a fabulous American story, a fabulous American group of products. So if you're constantly waking up having to fiddle around with sheets and pillows and stuff at night, stop doing that. Go to MyPillow.com and order the new Giza sheets, for example. 30% off with the DJV code and free shipping. Same deal with the mattress topper. 50% off with the pillows. 55% off with the premium pillows. All there for you to enjoy and indulge, in a manner of speaking. So get yours by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for all the benefits that you can have. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. About 1 in 5 people experience the perception of noise or ringing in the ears. It's called tinnitus. Dr. Gayla Poling says tinnitus can be perceived in a myriad of ways. Ringing, buzzing, whistling, a cracking, a chirping. But why?
90% of those with tinnitus have hearing loss. So that's usually where we start as a source or a reason for the tinnitus.
Hearing loss can be age-related, come from a one-time exposure, or exposure to loud sounds over a lifetime. Dr. Poling says that tiny hairs in our inner ear may play a role.
That's what is actually damaged with noise exposure or wear and tear on your ears across your lifespan. So those hair cells, that damage might be the reason or part of the cause for tinnitus for some.
There's no scientifically proven cure for tinnitus, but there are treatment and management options. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I saw a survey this week talking about our format, asking stations how many talk phone lines they have, which I thought was very, very interesting. 11% said they had 5. 36% said they had 6 to 10. 15% said they had 4. It's funny, because now, I think we were talking a couple of weeks ago about how phone calls are not that important.
Yeah, and about 70% were lying.
Yeah. That's probably
true. We have
true.
20 lines coming into our station, and the phone's lit up.
The question was, do we screen old callers out? What happens when you're on the air? What do you say to the screener?
I think that audience caller management is a key part to running a radio station today. Mm-hmm. I believe that regulars are a fact of life. You get saddled with people that think that they're part of your show and they call every day. You don't want to insult them. And plus, you know, if you get rid of all your regulars, you're going to get rid of about 50% of your calls. So I think that it's a matter of pre-interviewing them, getting them ready, not encouraging the ones that try to hijack the show, turning the ones that are really good, that are regulars, into good regulars, talking to them off the air, telling them, don't call every day, call every other day, and having the best kind of callers you can. That's the most important thing.
All right, let's talk about what the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview this week. The
new dean
you have.
Yeah, the new dean over at Hofstra University School of Communication, Mark Lukashevitz, who is a major television executive for the past 25 years at NBC and ABC, has gone over to their School of Communication, and he and I talk about education in colleges, the future generation of journalists, and the state of journalism in 2019.
Not great. Maybe they can do something to improve it somewhat. All right, so that's it.
I'm very high on their program. You know, I'm on the Dean's Advisory Board. And,
well, you went there, and you did well by it, and it's done well by you.
Yeah.
All right, so Michael's interview, the view from the College of Talk Knowledge, Hofstra University, mhinterview.com. You can find it at talkers.com as well. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman now, college professor at Bentley University, our leading expert when it comes to talking about scams. There's a new one every week. He has a website called scamaside.com, which will help you if you think you've been scammed. Check out scamaside.com to find alternatives. How can you fix the problem, et cetera, et cetera. So we're here with Steve. He goes through our list of stories every week, the charts from Talkers Magazine. We go take three or four things and find out what the legal ramifications of said things are. The Mueller report is about to drop. A lot of speculation about what will come out of it. Anything with what if there have been legal ramifications so far, because some people have gone to jail and have been indicted and that sort of thing. Anything else?
I think
big comes out of this?
I think there will be. And here again, if there are any issues with the president, I don't think they will be resolved in the Mueller report. And a lot of it has to do with even the fact of whether a president can be indicted. But Mueller has been cooperating with prosecutors, particularly in Manhattan, who may follow up on things. For me, the biggest and best thing that came out of the Mueller report was some real serious work and intelligence and indictment indictments regarding the extent of Russian interference and who was doing it. And in point of fact, it's very timely because a lot of the security agencies here and around the world are pointing at the fact that Russia is not only doing it against us, but they're doing it now in other elections coming up in other Western democracies. I mean, it's a real serious problem to and threat to democracy that Russia is doing.
Yeah. Well, and so what are you going to sue them?
No, I think I really think there have to be some unified and difficult sanctions. Russia is economically vulnerable, and I think the Western democracies have got to get tough with them.
Yep. All right. Another item, number two this week on the story list, has to do with a gun ban in New Zealand. Can you imagine that ever happening here?
Not only happening, but how quickly they are moving.
Right.
I mean, you know, our gun culture is very different from that around the world. And, you know, quite frankly, the idea of having limits on assault weapons shouldn't be difficult. I know a lot of gun owners. I know a lot of guys that shoot. I don't know any of them that really have any problems with any kind of limitations on assault weapons. People don't need assault weapons for hunting. People don't need assault weapons for personal protection. This is something that...
But I want them, Steve, because I have a right to them.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen here, though.
No, I don't think so either. As long as we're talking about New Zealand for a second, it's interesting because the Muslim call to prayer was broadcast all across New Zealand this week after the shooting. I thought that was really very interesting. The Prime Minister introduced it wearing a black headscarf.
I was fascinated and really quite thrilled because what it did seem to show was a country unifying. And obviously the Muslim population is a minority population in New Zealand. But it was terrific to see that kind of a positive unification statement made by the government and the people there. It's what we really need to work toward here.
All right. Next legal problem is for Boeing. They better hurry up and get rid of their CEO. They got enough problems. This is really, you see the withering. It'll recover because they've got a lot of cash and they're a big company. But this thing there, when you listen or understand what was going on in the cockpit of that plane that went down, the black box suggesting they were fighting with each other they're looking at the book. How do you fly this plane book as it's going down? And the same plane almost crashed the night before. They had an American pilot sitting in the cockpit who'd flown the plane, and he told the pilots how to get out of the problem.
Yeah, guy was, they call it deadheading. And if that pilot hadn't been there, that plane was going down
Gonzo.
As well. Yeah, we've been talking about what's going to happen with Boeing in my white-collar crime class that I teach at Bentley University. There's some violations here, and Boeing, is putting some profits before safety and rushing this thing through. The pilots union had initially objected to the fact that there wasn't sufficient training. There are going to be some serious charges.
American pilots union, I don't know about the rest of them, Southwest union has said the same. But American Pilots Union said, we're not touching these planes until they're 100% certified by the feds. Not going to touch them. So, interesting to see where that all goes. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. Happy to have him here. You can find him here every week on the aforementioned Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.